AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump is set to host Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman today at the White House. The two leaders will unveil billions of dollars in deals, including one to sell Saudi Arabia F-35 fighter jets.
So are you looking at doing a similar security agreement like you did with Trump?
Yeah, no, I am planning on doing that. Yeah.
They want to buy it.
They've been a great ally. They've got to like us very much. Look at the Iran situation, what we did in terms of obliterated their nuclear capability. Yeah, I will say that we will be doing that. We'll be selling F-35s. Yeah.
The House is heading toward a vote today on a bill to force the Justice Department to release the case files it's collected on Jeffrey Epstein. Meanwhile, former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers has stepped down from public commitments after the release of emails showing he maintained a friendly relationship with Epstein long after he pleaded guilty to soliciting prostitution from an underage girl in 2008. AP correspondent Charles Deledesma reports Ukraine's leader plans to visit Turkey, seeking help in ending the war with Russia.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he will travel to Turkey this week in an attempt to jumpstart negotiations on ending Russia's invasion of Ukraine, which began nearly 4 years ago. Turkey provided a setting for low-level talks between Ukraine and Russia earlier this year, though the only significant progress in Istanbul was on exchanging prisoners of war. US-led international peace efforts have brought no breakthrough either. Zelensky aims to be in Turkey on Wednesday, a day after visiting Spain, where he's hoping for pledges of new support. Meanwhile, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says that there'll be no Russian representative in Turkey on Wednesday, although he insists that Moscow is ready to negotiate with Ukraine. I'm Charles Deledesma.
This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. Dak Prescott tossed four touchdowns and the Cowboys snapped a two-game skid with a 33-16 win over the Raiders on Monday Night Football.
Just trying to be a point guard and distribute the ball.
Bengals receiver Ja'Marr Chase was suspended one game by the NFL for spitting on the Steelers' Jalen Ramsey. Falcons QB Michael Penix Jr. will miss at least four games with a left knee injury, and the Jets bench Justin Fields. College football, Virginia Tech hired former Penn State coach James Franklin. NBA Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo exited with a left groin strain Monday at Cleveland. The Spurs' Victor Wembanyama will miss at least 2 to 3 weeks with a strained left calf, and LeBron James returned to Lakers practice, and Purdue reclaimed the number one spot in the AP Top 25 Men's Hoops poll. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.